Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Bechoros Daf Tezayin, Bechoros 16, and today's Daf Yomi on the bottom of Tezayin and Aleph, our Mishnah continues to have the discussion about the partnership between a Jew and somebody who's not of the Jewish faith as it relates to the ownership of the firstborn and whether or not the Jew is going to be exempt from the firstborn animal that is born from sanctifying it and treating it as the bechor, as the firstborn. So says our Mishnah, Mekabel Tzon Barzel Mina Ove Kochavim, that let's say a person receives what's called Tzon Barzel from somebody who's not of the Jewish faith. So what this is referring to, if there's a Jew who receives animals from the non-Jew at a specific price on the condition that he's going to pay this person this specific price at a certain date. So for example, if he receives the sheep for a price of $1,000, and in 10 years he's going to pay $1,000 for those sheep, regardless of whether or not the price goes up or down, and regardless of whether or not those animals will die or whether the price will deteriorate. And so we say that under these circumstances, the assumption of our Mishnah is that the offspring that are born until that time, or until he pays off the amount of money, will be split between the Jew and the person who's not of the Jewish faith. So we see from here that this is an actual complete sale, and the sheep belong to the Jew, and that the reason why it's called Tzon Barzel, sheep, which literally means sheep, and Barzel and iron, is because with respect to every purchase, you need to pay the value about what it's worth at the time of the purchase, because it's at this point, at the time of the purchase, that the non-Jew who's selling them takes the share of the offspring that will be born until such time as the value, as the money, the debt is paid, as though they're his. And so therefore, that's why it's called Barzel, because it's fixed in price. And nevertheless, we're going to say that the Jew is going to be responsible for any loss in the value, and also any death that will occur to the animals. The Jew, it's a complete sale, and the price is fixed. So that's why it's called sheep and iron. And so the Gemara says, Vlado Sein, under these circumstances, Peturin. Under these circumstances, the offspring of these animals, of these Tzon Barzel that the Jew received from the non-Jew in return for his share of the work, are going to be exempt from the law of the firstborn. And the reason is because the Gemara is going to explain that since if the Jew will not pay his share by a specific date and by the specific amount, then the non-Jew will be able to come back and take these animals and their offspring. And so we see from here that the non-Jew has a hand in the deal. Even though it's a fixed sale, the non-Jew still has a hand in it. And so therefore, we have a principle that anything which the non-Jew has a hand in it, it's going to be exempt from the firstborn. And so therefore, even though under these circumstances the sale is a complete sale, since the non-Jew still has recourse here, and he still has almost, so to speak, like a lien on the property, it's considered, or a lien on the assets, it's considered like he has a share in it, and so therefore we're exempt from the firstborn. But however, Vlade Vlado saying, the offspring of that offspring that come to the Jew, those we say are chayav. And those are going to be obligated in the law of the firstborn, meaning to say if the Jew's offspring, his share of those offspring, are going to give birth, he would have to give that to the Kohen. Because we say the vlade vlados, the offspring of the offspring, the non-Jew does not have any share in that offspring. This law of the law of Tzon Barzel that a Jew receives from the non-Jewish person, and that the offspring are exempt from the law of the firstborn, but the Vlade Vlados are obligated in the firstborn, this is something that is not just related to this aspect of Bechor, but really it's something that actually relates to many halachos. So, for example, with respect to a Jew who wants to allow the non-Jew to use his animals on Shabbos. So, therefore, under that circumstance, we have to see who really owns the animal and who is responsible for it to be resting on Shabbos, because there's a law that you're not allowed to work your animals on Shabbos. And so too, let's say somebody takes the tzon barzal from the non-Jewish person, or he gives it to him, so under that circumstance, do we say that he's obligated in the law of resting the animal on Shabbos? Also, another area where it's relevant is with respect to chametz on Pesach. We have to say who owns the animal, because you're not allowed to get any benefit from chametz on Pesach, and so therefore, are you allowed to feed this animal? Is the non-Jew allowed to feed this animal chametz on Pesach? Who's really the owner of it? And so these are areas, some of the areas where we look at the issue of who owns the animal in a circumstance of tzon barzel. The Shulman Mari Vial was asked about the following case where there was a Jew who lent money to somebody who's not of the Jewish faith, and when the time came for the non-Jew to pay back the money, he wasn't able to do it, and so therefore the Jew seized his cow, which was able to provide milk, as payment for his debt. But in order, he says, I don't want to be responsible for feeding it and doing all these things. He gave the cow back to the non-Jewish person, and he said, you're responsible to take it, maintain it during the winter. And during that period of time, this cow gave birth to a firstborn animal. And so he was asked the question whether or not we should say that this, under these circumstances, it's going to be exempt, because it's like we're going to say that the Yad HaNachri is in the middle. So there maybe this animal will now be exempt from the firstborn because the non-Jew is dealing with it. So the Marival Vial says, no, that's the opposite of the circumstance from our Mishnah, because what do we say in our Mishnah? We say that someone who's mekabel tzon barzel from the Nachri is pater, because we were going to say in our Mishnah he's exempt because the non-Jew still owns a portion of it. So therefore, we should say the opposite under these circumstances. It's like the Jew owns it, and so therefore the Jew is going to be obligated in the firstborn. And so therefore, that's why we reach the opposite conclusion under those circumstances.